Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hello?
Did I wake you?
Yeah, what's up?
It sounds like I woke you. I apologize. All right. Okay.
What's up?
Forgive me for calling at this hour. I am scared to death that Don and Mole are going to find out about this interview and fuck it up on me.
What makes you think?
What makes me think Don and Mole are going to show up? Because these guys like Don and Mole as well as they like me.
They're fans of the Big Three, but they asked for you.
As long as they ask for me and me alone, that's all I can say. Because Don and Mole have done this shit to me many times in the past. I didn't want them to show up at different locations. Boom, they show up. Just to get me back in their lives.
Give me an example.
There was a time I didn't want Don and Mole at, where was it? Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I can't think of the name of the place. Oh, shit. There was, the occasions that they've showed up at my podcast once before. I did not want them there. Bang. They show up at my podcast.
When did you have a podcast?
Back in the night, from 1990, not podcast, I mean, public access program.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Public access show, yeah. From 1998 till it ended.
That was a long time ago.
Well, that was a long time ago, but I have a hard time dealing with people that know these two sons of bitches. As well as I always fear that the people that I'm going to be doing another job for, but I mean, and there's Don and Mole trying to make things all hunky-dory again, and then I got to more or less kiss up to their bullshit, and then they steal the show away from me.
Wait, when have they ever stole the show from you?
Well, they did a comedy show. I did a comedy show at a Haha's here in North Hollywood about 4 or 5 years ago, and they showed up and I didn't expect them there.
Four or five years ago, maybe a little longer than that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It'd be closer to 10 years ago.
Why are you getting so paranoid about this? This is supposed to be a good thing, and all of a sudden you're...
You know, I've built a hatred for these two, and I know how they like to work. Surprise! You know, and trying to make everything, you know, all hunky-dory, and that everything that happened in the past was the past. Let's forget about the past. Let's ever make everything better from this day forward. Yeah, everything's better until they do this to me and that to me and the other, you know.
Well, I don't know how things got so bad. How did this relationship become so fractured?
What ended the relationship between Don Barris and myself was where he bear-hugged me, picked me up off the ground, kissed me on the lips, to where I had no, to where there was no way I could move, maneuver, or try to get away. That is what ended my relationship right there. When that happened, I says, I never, ever, 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 ever want to see your face or do any sort of business with you ever again, period, over and out. And I walked out of the belly room, and that was it. I don't know how to be in another person's mind like a science fiction film, but I don't know what was going through Don Barris's mind by bear hugging me, picking me up off the ground, where my arms are at my side, so I can't move, and then kissing me on the lips. What the fuck went through your mind, Don Barris, when you did that shit to me? Did you think that you had me and that you're never going to get rid of me? Is it like I'm your wife or something, you flaming faggot? What the fuck went through your mind, Don Barris, when you did that to me? Because that right there is what ended it completely. That right there. Bear hugging me, picking me up off the ground, kissing me on the lips. I'm not gay. I'm a dedicated, baptized Jehovah's Witness. What would I get off of kissing a fucking guy? Nothing. Power? Power where? How? Well, what kind of power am I getting by trying to make it look like I'm kissing? How can I kiss him when he's got me off the ground by 2 feet? How can I be kissing him?
No, you're preaching to the choir.
I would love to have tripped him and thrown him on his back, but I didn't have the way of putting my leg inside his leg to throw him down. When that event happened, I cut my ties. I ended my relationship with them. There's no way I'm going to deal with them. There's no three-way comedy, no big three. Big three is over and out. I'm a solo act now. All right, I'm like Sam Kennison. He did his comedy by himself. He didn't have two other comics, like the Three Stooges, to keep him funny. No. He's a solo act. I'm a solo act.
So what are you worried about?
Don and Mole always try to find ways to come back into my life. This better not happen. Me showing up at this interview is my fear that they're going to end up showing up at the interview as well. To surprise me.
But hold on a second. How would they possibly find out about it?
Don always has ways of finding out what I'm doing. He's dangerous. He's got friends of his that have tapped my phone. This is basically like a horror movie. It's like Friday the 13th. You think he killed Jason, and you think he's dead, but he comes back by the end of this movie Friday the 13th Part 2. Or part 3, and then all the way up to 13. And that's like Don and Mole. They keep coming back into my life. They keep doing what they can to get back into my life. I want nothing to do with those two scumbags. Look, I'm the one that's the expert about rock bands and in the rock industry. Don doesn't know shit about rock bands or the industry. The only industry he knows is the comedy industry. Because he's basically lived at the Comedy Store since 85, I think. Oh, and Mole knows a lot less about music because all he is a drug addict. All Mole knows is where that next pile of weed is. That's all Mole knows, where his next pot plant is, or his pile of weed. I don't know.
Yeah. No, okay. I get it. I mean, so these are your reservations.
Yeah. I don't ever want to be seen in that vicinity due to that matter. Because if Don Billis finds out we're there and tries something or starts shit or interrupts the interview, I'm going to fucking make sure I have my steel-toed boots on so I can kick the fucking shit out of him. Because that's the only type of fight I can win with that fucking guy. I don't want to see Don Barris. I don't want to know Don Barris is there. I don't want to hear his voice.
Well, suffice to say,
I've been assaulted. I've been assaulted, insulted, and abused by him for over 26 years, and it's over. I'm not taking his shit again.
I want this to be a good experience for you. I'm just.
I want this to be a good experience as well.
Trying to get your feet wet again.
I thank you for the offer and all, but I just don't want any problems. That's all I'm gonna announce to you right now. And I want my feet wet as well, and I want my feet wet in a good way. I don't want any bullshit to try to fuck with me any longer. I want those days over with.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, again, you tend to focus on the negatives, but there have been some positive aspects, too.
The good thing that Don did was he saved you from that fucker in England. That was the good thing that Don did.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yes. And I commend him for it, and I thank him for it. But then, you know, the treating me like shit on and on and on, night after night, week after week. And then the the stupid house party over here in North Hollywood, throwing me in the pool, almost throwing my fucking pouch in the pool.
Well, hold on a second. You were not thrown in a pool.
Did I just jump in?
Yes, you jumped in.
I thought Mole pushed me in.
No, no. Mole pushed me in.
Ah.
And then you thought I had your phone and keys.
That's what it was.
You jumped in after
That's
me.
That's what it was.
And then you attacked me.
I jumped in after you and I attacked you and I'm sorry. And I feel real bad about attacking you.
Yeah.
Boy, do I feel bad about attacking you.
Yeah.
Because that was just, oh. See what those two faggots make me do? See what they do to us? And the shit that they put us through? Into the hospital twice over my blood pressure and those guys.
All right, but that's the past. Let's get back to the present. Your concern is that Don and Mole might find out about your interview. And I personally don't think you have to worry about that.
Okay. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
Let's just concentrate on you. This is about you.
Thank you.
I
hope and pray this show is all about me.
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay. Well, because
you're a rock and roll guy.
Yeah, all right. Good. That's where it happens, right there.
This is what it is. It's a rock and roll show. It's a rock and roll band. This is a rock thing. This is not about any kind of immorality or comedy. This is about, like, rock and talking and hanging out. That's what it is.
Good. 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 That's what I
want
to hear.
Is that what you want?
That's what I want.
Okay, good. I mean,
The new Dick Clark show, the new Don Kirshner's rock concert, the new comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. This is my show.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to come up with a different name, of course, because we don't own the rights to that, but, you know.
The original comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. The original.
Yeah.
The official or the original?
Or real, you know, like real comedy Pure Rock.
Right, yeah, that's it. The real comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Like the real Donald Trump. Ugh.
You know what? You're tired. It's late for you. It's definitely late for me. Why don't we call it a night?
All right, man. Get yourself some sleep.
It's all right for
waking you up and stuff.
I understand.
All right. Okay.
All right, brother.
Good night. Sleep well. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.
Hello?
Hey, Perry, it's Tom.
What's going on?
Well, I've got good news, and I've got bad news. Which do you want to hear first?
Well, what do you think? All right, the bad news first.
I'm going to give you the good news first.
All right.
What was the one thing you told me you didn't want to happen?
The one thing I did not want was this interview to take place at Don Barris's studio. The pigsty. I don't ever want to step in there again.
Why?
That was the first, well, because of it being at Don's. Because of all the memories of the past. I had way too many bullshit memories over there.
Good news is, it's not taking place there.
Good. What's the bad news?
The bad news is, these guys want Don and Mole there.
What? I know I have fucking mind!
Can we talk about this?
Fuck it! Fuck it! No fucking way! The big three are over! When Don Barris grabbed me in that bear hug and fucking kissed me on the lips, that had been everything. I fired him. I fired Mole. If you want me to work with these fuckers again, I'm firing you too.
Okay, whoa. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Then why in the fuck are you asking me to work with those fucking demons? How about it when we went to the comedy store that motherfucking day? And he gets out of his Lexus looking like he's 130 pounds with a completely different face. He, meaning Don Barris, is the son of Satan, the devil. He is demonic. He's evil. He'll do anything to get me back into their lives again.
Look, you're putting me in a tough spot here, Perry. What am I supposed to do?
Look, this is my interview. This is my job. You tell these folks it's my way or the highway. My way or the highway. If Don and Mole have to be there, then I'm not doing this. Then I'm not doing the interview. Or I get paid triple the charge.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. That actually leads me to my next bit of news.
What news?
Don and Mole are only getting paid $100 each. I negotiated a deal for you where you would get paid $400.
Say that again. How much money am I going to be getting paid?
You would get paid $400, but Don and Mole only get paid $100. So by my math, that's quadruple the fee.
All right, I'll do it.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location here in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Don, the Podcast. Hello, everybody. Once again, it's your old pal Don, and I'm here with the beautiful and lovely Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello. How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
I was going to ask you, how are you? And then you said, I'm fine, thank you, sir. I already know before I even asked.
Yes, we have no time for any of this.
What do you mean we have no time for anything? You want to get to the show? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we have a super exciting, big, fantastic show. And I don't want to waste time with our intro. Just get to it.
Okay, well, as you heard kind of in the pre-show, we're doing a show today with Portugal the Man.
Yes.
We recorded this over at the Comedy Store podcast room, correct?
Yes.
You were there, and I will tell you this, you were a wonderful help. It was a very crazy podcast because there was not much room in this podcast room with seven people plus two camera people in there. But anyway, enough talk. So, right now, let's go to the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California for this edition of Simply Don, the Podcast, episode 200.
Take it away.
Now, I got to ask you guys something. Bruce Springsteen opened up for you?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want to swear. How in the world
are we not
did
supposed
Bruce
to swear?
Springsteen open up for you guys? He should be the ones headlining. You're a brand new band. He's been around since the 70s. You've been around since how long?
Thanks. But, he's been around a little while, sure, but...
Yeah, it was kind of a...
I mean, he's older.
Yeah. He's older. There's a lot of young
sometimes
people
I just don't
there.
Get it. Older guys there, get it, you know?
And,
thing.
I didn't really know his music before that night.
It's actually an honor to have Bruce Springsteen open for you.
Oh, totally, totally.
That's born, the Born in the USA track is pretty all right.
It's a song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Real still.
Okay.
Sorry, just give me a sec here.
Wait, okay, you got it? Okay.
That's a nice place.
Could I ask a favor from you folks?
Sure.
Could I get my daughter to open up
Perry!
For you guys?
How you doing, bud?
Good hey, Mr. Barris. Come this way.
Look here. Look at this party.
Oh my God.
It's Don and Mole.
Can I get
the big three?
We got the entire big
three.
Hey, it's good to see you.
What's up, dude?
How you been?
Hey,
what's
your name?
Hey, guys.
Well, we're
before,
fans. You are,
hey.
I'm Jason.
You're sick?
John.
Yeah. What's your name? John? John? Can you give me five?
Yeah. And you are, before the two of you interrupt the interview.
You seem like a cool dude, man.
You should hang later, probably.
I'm going to give you a hug.
No.
No.
No,
Perry.
Hey, if you want to hug me, the show's over. If you want to hug me, the show is over.
I didn't read the rules yet, but you're going to see him in a second.
If you want to hug me, the show is over.
I'm Italian.
I don't give a flying fuck. I gave specific rules for Tom to give
know,
to him.
I didn't know.
And I'm hey, Mo, well now I'm
I
telling you.
Let's just
I'm
sit
now
down.
Just telling you.
Let's just sit down and
take
do
a seat.
This, okay?
All right. Now,
who's your friends?
Is Portugal the man?
This is
band.
The band Portugal the Man.
Hi.
Now,
great.
Now,
fun.
I need
hey,
you. I need
giant
you, folks.
Skateboarding guy on top of your car. Did he die?
I need you, folks.
Wait a minute. Who's this guy? What's your name?
Thanks for seeing that.
Danny what? Danny Leibowitz.
Hey!
You're the photographer. Yeah, he's a photographer. Famous photographer.
Tom, this is not my interview. You guys are supposed to come in, be
is
quiet.
Is Tom on the phone?
Yeah, Tom's on the phone.
Tom?
He's on my phone.
We yeah, it was just, to,
on the phone. No,
just to be clear, guys,
oh,
we set
hold
this
on.
Up.
We can hear him right here if you listen on the headphones.
Just checking. To be clear, guys, this is Perry's
hey,
interview.
Hey, Tim.
Can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I'm just saying, just to be clear, this is Perry's interview.
Yes, absolutely. But I have to do this because I spoke with whoever got in touch with me. Can we shut that fucking door? I'm sorry, Mary Jane. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you. All right, Perry had a list of rules that Don and Mole must abide to. All right, should I read these rules? Put your headphones on. You look unprofessional that way. Okay, then take off your Bluetooth.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We can hear him in the headphones. Say something, Tom. Tomb.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm very happy that you're getting to the rules. That's very important.
There he is. Hey, Tam, I got a question for you.
What is it, Mole?
I got a call from John Quincy Adams a couple weeks ago, and he wanted me to tell you what's up.
Okay, thanks for passing that along, Mole. But let's please get to the rules.
Okay, all right. I will be happy to read the rules. Mole, you have to... What are these?
Those are my goddamn cue cards!
Put
give them the fuck back!
All right, just take it
you
easy.
You fucking
God,
asshole!
I'm not an asshole.
What the fuck are these?
I was just curious.
He didn't know. Scare master. He
all
didn't
right,
know.
Let's
didn't know.
Do this.
He didn't know.
Fucking I'll end this interview right the fuck now, and they just got here.
Okay, well, they were here before we got here. We just got here officially. All right, here's the list of rules that Don and Mole must abide to. It looks like number one, Don and Mole are not allowed to hug Perry.
Oh, I came in right in. I was going to hug you because you're my best friend.
You're not my best friend.
Don and Mole are not allowed to shake Perry's hand. Don and Mole... If they have any physical contact with Perry, any way, shape, or form, he is
show's
going
over.
To walk away. Show's over.
What
oh,
if
by
he
the way,
hits
talk
us,
into
though.
The mic.
Show's over.
I have to say this.
Go ahead.
Don't try to pull your little drinking game where you say show's over a million times and people start drinking.
Well, why are you talking something retarded?
He's talking about in America's colleges and universities, the popular drinking game is whenever
no,
you say show's
no,
over, people
no.
do
yes,
a drink.
Yes,
and
yes.
that has
I'm
led
not, look,
to
I'm
not only an increase in teen alcoholism, but also suicide.
This is nothing like
some
that.
People think maybe it is over and they lose it totally. And you know what they say before they kill themselves? Show's over. And they jump. Most of them, not even from high enough. They just get hurt. Like a broken ankle.
Okay. What I was going to ask, I wanted to know, before we even get into his interview, because I don't think this is fair, do you get paid for doing this interview?
No.
No, we
not
wouldn't.
Express. Yeah, anyway. We pay, usually.
So you're the guys that pay
not
us.
Usually. We're just like, you know, this particular case.
So your company pays for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are our company, us.
True. Well, thanks for giving us each $100 to do this.
Thank you very much.
Thank
that
you
was
very,
really
very
nice.
Much.
That really is.
$100. That's very nice.
$100.
Well,
I heard
someone lost track of something.
Don't worry about it. It's.
What do you mean? I'd like
know.
To hear
I
this.
It was Scott.
Well, you're Jason,
no.
right?
Is it two each?
What were
it's
you saying, Jason?
Well, basically. Some jerk brushed us and then kind of started throwing some crap Zach's way and kind of lost track of something. But
yeah, I don't know. Like, our manager,
I had $400 on me.
Wait
from
a
management
second.
To kind of sort of.
Was it a publicist manager, that did this?
Right. Yeah, I was supposed to hand it off to one of you guys. So.
Oh, jeez. So somebody got an increase in pay above us.
Scare mess. I don't know what you're talking about.
How much
about.
Are you making?
I'm making the same as you guys. Right.
How much are we making?
$100.
How much is Dan making?
Wait, that's what I want to know.
How much is Mo
how
making?
How much is Don and Mo making?
What? I'm making $100.
You better be.
You're only making $100.
$100.
That's the God's honest truth.
That's all I'm making.
$100.
David God's Mason. Honest truth.
Who was the publicist that strong-armed you guys? Oh. Do you know his name? Was it Tom Brennan?
That rings a bell.
Tom, are you there?
Tom or Tam.
Yeah, can we just get to the rules, please?
Right,
this is really.
He's right. Let's just get to the rules. Let's just get to the rules.
Okay, I'll continue on with the rules then. All right, Perry demands 110% respect.
Yes.
Or he walks.
You got it.
It's mathematically impossible.
Yeah, you can only go 100%.
No, okay, 100%
well, you
respect.
You said 110.
Okay. Well, 110 means a little bit better than normal.
You can't do that.
Well, normal wouldn't be 100.
Thank you.
Definitely thank you. Not 100.
Whatever. I am asking for total respect.
Okay, here's one.
That's that Erasure song, A Little Respect. Nobody? I tried to discover.
Would you be quiet and let him finish?
This is one I knew would be here. No disrespect to his Navajo religion.
Again.
We can?
One last time. If you're going to disrespect Jehovah's Witnesses.
I'm not disrespecting anything.
The show's over.
I'm reading what it says here.
It says Jehovah, not Javaho.
No, it says Javaho.
Spell it.
J-A-H apostrophe A.
Somebody typed it up wrong.
Apostrophe H-O-E.
Do you think a lot of the reason that the name is spelled wrong so much, Scaremaster, and so mispronounced is because dogs can't hold a pencil so good?
Javaho. See? Oh, here's one I might have a problem with. No mention of any personal behavior.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means mind your own business on my private
life. Oh, my God.
But we talk about our show is pop culture and personal lives.
No, it's not. Not anymore.
That's what made it famous.
Not anymore.
That's what put us on the map. That's what was unique about us.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Perry. Jason's trying to talk. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, it does seem like that's kind of a 50-50 street, you know? Like, if someone wants to throw that at you, you might as well, you know, you don't get the same.
Holy shit.
That's right.
Are you the leader of the band?
No, I just a random thought.
You should
thought.
Be. You have great leadership qualities.
Jason's very, very wise lately.
I'll bet he does well with the ladies, too. Don't. Are you married?
Sure.
Are you? Oh, that's too bad.
Thank you for asking. That's bad.
No, I'm not asking. I'm not trying to do anything with you.
No,
you didn't think that.
Scaremaster was married.
I was,
He got a divorce because he didn't put oregano. She didn't put oregano on the mushrooms and
don't
he strangled
and he
her.
He choked her against the refrigerator in front of their kid.
She didn't put oregano on the mushrooms.
All right, let me get back to this list. Oh, no talk of immorality.
Like what?
Like, give us a couple examples.
We're a rock band.
Being a rock band's one thing, but I don't like you guys getting into the gay matter.
Gay matter?
And or the talk.
Here we go. He always
and
brags.
And or
always
the
brags
talk
about
of what
this.
Happened to me back in...
here we go. Always the second you meet
nobody
new people,
even mentioned
you start bragging.
It.
I'm wait. Not bragging. I'm just saying don't bring up anything immoral.
Is your name John?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a mask?
I just got sick. Oh, we had committed to this.
Is it bird flu?
We followed through.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's
supposed to be
also a demand on
week.
Here.
Yeah.
Perry needs a Portugal the Man CD, and if he doesn't get one, he's going to slap the lead singer.
I never said that.
That's what it says right here.
Well, that's not what I. That's
you
not
slap me.
That's what you.
He's
that's
sick.
That's
I'm
your
really
writing.
Sick.
That's what. That's your typing and your writing.
John's the singer.
Not
so.
not what I would ever.
John,
say.
Don't worry. No one's going to hit you. All right.
I'm not hitting anybody. That's not my.
Yeah.
I'll keep
he might
my
have
intentions.
A cold, but that's right. Uncool.
I never said anything like that.
I'll stay in between. everything.
Well, here we go. This is where Perry is supposed to interview the band. And do you have a name for your show or anything?
Yeah, the original comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection.
I own the rights to that, and I'm not going to let you use it.
Because you're a fucking thief!
No, I'm not a thief.
You're a fucking crook!
It was given to me.
You stole the name!
No, no, I did not. How did I steal the name? The name was given to me as a present.
It was. You remember that part?
Whoever stole my fucking name.
You didn't pay your dues, and what they did is someone else bought it. Don't call me a thief because I did nothing like that. You got a lot of questions to answer, too, pal. A lot.
Well, I want the rights to my...
I'll sell it to you.
Give him your $100.
I think he made more money. Isn't it funny how Tom Brennan was the guy that strong-armed the band, and all of a sudden he's denying everything?
I don't know what you're talking about. Perry's financial matters are his financial matters. Let's just move on.
Okay. So what's the name of the show going to be, Tom? Because it isn't going to be the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. I'll tell you
well,
that.
Well, what about the real comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
I'll see you
in
court.
It's like the original Rays, and now there's a bunch of different Rays in New York.
The original Beatles. Yeah, that's going to work. Bullshit. What's the name of your show? Think of a name real quick.
Perry's Rock Show.
What a How about Prance and Perry's...
Perry's Rock...
Party...
Perry's Rock
party
Show.
Party People. How about Pretty Perry's Party People?
That's a good one.
Perry's Rock Concerts. Scary Perry's Rock Concerts.
I was thinking John Kirshner something a little more open, maybe a little more Erasure-like, you know?
Really?
Yeah, that whole...
What do you think he should do? If you had to name his show, what would you call it?
Maybe a Palace of P.
The Palace of P.
Oh, yeah, because his name is Perry.
I don't know. That's kind of the best I can think of.
I got to tell you the truth. I like that a lot. You want to go by the Palace of P?
But it doesn't say anything about rock and roll.
It does, though. It's a palace.
Well, and it's P.
Everybody played the palace.
Could be a lot of stuff.
The palace over there on across
you
the kinda, street.
You could do a riff on it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll just be the announcer.
Scary Perry's Rock Circus.
Palace of P. The Rolling Stones would sue you.
And Ringling Brothers.
It's Scary Perry's
Rock
Rocks.
And Roll Circus. Yeah, that's the Rolling Stones. They did that in the late 60s. They had John Lennon.
And also, nobody's going to the circus anymore.
No,
nobody. Because of the elephants.
That's right, because of what's going on.
Whatever.
Okay, let's get to
Cirque du Soleil is pretty popular. That's about it. I don't think you're going to start doing some French Canadian.
Scary
rock
Perry's Rock Palace.
How about the Palace of Peace?
The problem is with that is it's a lot to type in on my phone to search for it. You know,
SP's Rock, sir, Rock, no, Rock Palace.
I don't know.
So far, Palace of Peace.
Who writes a lot of your songs? Which one of you guys writes a lot of the songs? Or is it like a group thing?
Everybody has their own
All right, why don't we all kind of decide on what it should be called? Perry's Piece of Shit Show.
No, that's a little. It's intense. It grabs.
But it's
you.
Funny. It's funny. These guys laughed immediately.
I did.
It's not a piece of shit show.
If you think that on iTunes,
it's
you're going to say,
"It's not a
I
piece of shit show."
No, it isn't. No, it's the opposite of
How about
that.
Just the P show?
Yeah,
it's show. Scary Perry's P show.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's vote on that. Who thinks it should be Scary Perry's P show?
That's
all right. Obvious.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Scary Perry's P show.
Then here we go. I'll do the announcing. Coming to you pre-recorded from the Comedy Store podcast room in West Hollywood, California, it's the Piece of Shit Perry Show.
No, Danny messed it up.
What was it?
I'm going to end this fucking meeting right the fuck now if you disrespect me like that again.
I just stopped him.
Okay. You stopped him.
Okay, I made a mistake.
And I've
never made a mistake. How about when you
always make
how about
mistakes.
You said when I murdered somebody?
That was a fucking
was
mistake
a,
due to the
okay,
fact that I saw something.
I made a mistake right there,
on
too.
The news.
Oh. All right, here it is. Coming to you pre-recorded from the Comedy Store podcast room in West Hollywood, California. It's the Gary Perry P show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barris.
Back to you, Perry.
And welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Welcome, Mole from.
The Big Three.
And we've got here the band Portugal the Man.
What's up? Thanks for having
us. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful to have you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, man.
Can we do a roll call?
Yeah,
like
I'm Don.
In school?
Everybody's names? Don Barris.
Mole.
Walter Molinsky Mole.
I'm just Jason, the drummer.
Just Jason, the drummer?
Oh, hold on. I don't mean to be interrupt his show,
be
but
soft.
You're more than just Jason, the drummer. You've got a last name. Be proud of who you the fuck you
Sorry
are, man.
Seacrest. Jason Seacrest.
Okay.
Jason Seacrest.
Thank you.
Very nice. And you are?
I'm John Gourley. I sing.
John, one more time.
Gourley. I'm trying to save my voice.
I understand. I'm sorry.
That's all good.
And you are?
I'm Zach Ruthers.
Very nice.
I play the bass. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Zach. And there's two more band members that I don't
see. They're not band members. This right here is a photographer.
Yeah, he's our
photographer. This is Danny Leibowitz right here.
Babe. He's really good.
You've done a few books, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm on my fourth right now.
Whoa.
Don't hug him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cameraman, so I don't...
Okay.
And you know Mary
that's
Jane.
Mary Jane Green. You know,
okay, so there's only three band members.
Okay.
Okay, get on with your interview. I want to see some of these questions.
Forgive me.
Why don't you ask him where the other band members are?
Before we get into these questions, how do you guys rate the upcoming Super Bowl this coming Sunday? Who's going to win? Who's going to win the Super Bowl Sunday? The Rams or the Patriots?
You don't have to answer that if you don't.
The thing is, I'm kind of more of an art dude, but I don't know about you guys. What do you got?
We like basketball and stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
I mean, we're here. We're in L.A. So
you're going to vote for the Rams.
Yeah, I'll go
vote.
Cheer for the Rams.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to say it.
What happened to your Bears? They couldn't kick a field goal and they lost.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. Did catch that.
The field goal, the ball hitting the field goal post was disgusting.
Yeah.
It totally was, it was actually funny, disgusting, embarrassing.
Where were you when you watched it?
Where was I when I watched it? I was home.
Did you yell and scream a lot?
I just shook my head. I couldn't believe what I saw.
What were you reading?
Hey, would any of the band members like to wear Perry's hat for a minute?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Cool. I'm okay, actually. It's cool that it's
no.
Ask more questions.
Maybe in a half hour.
Not sports ones. So ask
many,
ones about
many,
music.
First off, how many albums do you folks have out on the market?
We got eight.
Eight albums?
Eight albums.
Why don't you talk into the mic?
I see, you know, eight videos online. So each video is for each album? Because you got one song per video.
God.
No, we got
Did
a lot.
You do any research at all?
I researched what I saw online.
I saw eight videos online.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the noise. You're doing great.
I think we have a few more than that, but.
Forgive me.
Probably more like, you know, 30.
All I have is my cell phone. I don't have a computer anymore because of the hacking that people.
Looking at me.
Some people.
Why'd you look at me?
Well, because I think of the scumbags.
Okay, well, you know what, you fucking
with.
Pile of shit. Stop accusing me of doing that.
I'm not accusing you.
You accuse me of murder.
People,
you accuse me
it's
of being
the people
dead.
That you're
now
involved
you're
with.
Oh, bullshit.
Ask them which interview. Album meant the most to them.
What?
Follow up on the album thing.
I mean, that is a good question. I mean,
let me go back to questions.
That's pretty good.
I like the song Feel It Still.
Oh, thanks, man.
Very good song. In Austin City Limits, 1975. Did you guys go to Austin, live in Austin?
75.
Back in 75?
You guys probably weren't alive in 1975.
1975? No, we weren't. I like Austin, Texas.
What's 1975 about? That's kind of weird.
Pardon me?
I mean, none of us were around, and I don't know what 1975 has to do with anything.
Where did you
bring up research?
I saw this on my cell phone.
Okay.
Jeez, oh man. Your cell phone lied to you.
What about 1975, though? Because I'm really interested in that.
Do you have a song out called Austin City Limits? Or no?
No.
We performed it.
That's right.
Of course, we've played Austin many times. Many times we've played Austin.
Because I'm looking at the videos.
I'm sure there's some live performances of us from Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Forgive me for
not knowing a damn thing.
What album? Okay, did, what albums were you guys touring with when you did Austin City Limits?
Oh, thanks. Well, we actually we've done that. We've done that 3 or 4 times. We play that festival quite a bit.
Hell of a place to play. You been? It's awesome.
Yeah, South by Southwest.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, man, that's that shit gets crazy.
Have you guys done South by Southwest?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fabulous.
It's kind of thing that younger bands
what,
do.
What local bands have you seen when you go down Austin? Have you seen Bob Schneider down there?
Possibly. I mean, you kind of get like a, bell, you get a big down mouthful there. Down there.
Yeah, honestly, it's just you kind of go bar to bar, door to door.
There's just music town.
Yeah, there's just every shit going on.
Where did you guys
go.
Play when you did South by Southwest?
Where didn't we?
Stubbs? Yeah,
we played every club.
Yeah, I think there was. Oh well, yeah, we played Stubbs.
Oh,
I think
there was the first spot we played.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Sure, yeah.
This was supposed to be kind of a pilot for Perry to interview him. I know you got caught in because they're interesting guys, and he's doing nothing. Okay. So, go ahead, try another.
All right, can I ask? Okay, so tell me, since my hometown is Chicago, Illinois, and you wrote a song about the Black Panther riots of 1966, or is that bullshit?
No, we did.
We did.
I was reading that online.
Yeah, we do have a song called Chicago. That's an oldie.
Okay.
You did do a little research.
Good.
That's good.
And so, did you do research on the riot?
It was more just inspired. It was
because
inspired
that
by
was. That. I was like 3 years old when that.
Do you think you caused
happened.
It or?
That's on. A yeah, that, we the Black Panther riot.
Chicago, right?
I was 3 years old. It was about a black, a bunch of African Americans from South Side of Chicago.
Yeah, it's the baddest part of town.
And if you go back down in there, you better just beware.
Mid-60s.
Dude named Leroy Brown.
Yeah, Leroy Brown.
And again,
Brown.
It was 1966.
He stands about 6'4".
Who?
And all the ladies call him Treetop Lover. You know what the guys call him?
Sir.
Sir.
Thank you.
That's cool.
That's my go-to karaoke song.
If I can just interrupt for a second, you know, I think that we should try to do something real quick. Could everybody put their fingers in their ears for just a second?
Sure.
Perry. No, Mole. Mole, you can take him out. What are you doing? These guys are one of the biggest bands in the world, and you don't have any of your research right.
I'm reading
the riot one. He nailed the riot one.
Yeah, okay, but it wasn't that good.
Scamaster.
Okay. You nailed it. Here, let me just watch how I do this. Guys, fingers out.
Okay.
I'm going to name somebody. Tell me your first thoughts. Weird Al Yankovic.
Killer.
The best.
Oh, he's awesome. Absolutely amazing. We actually played with him.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did.
Crazy story. We got to play with him. The only time he's ever had a backing band that wasn't his own, like the band that he always uses, was us. For one time,
that's very cool. Were you guys fans of him?
Oh, God, yeah. I've never been more nervous meeting anybody. I mean, that was
a highlight for me, for sure. He came out, he played Bonnaroo with us, came out and jammed with us.
Oh, really?
My dad was there. I mean, we used to listen to those songs growing up.
It was your birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was your birthday.
Just to help Perry a little bit, was that a good question to ask you guys? I mean, was that something you thought,
really opened them up?
Oh, it's great. Sure.
Do stuff like that.
How about playing with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga? Have you played with them yet?
No.
Well,
what do you plan on it?
I don't know. Like, that seems kind of like a movie about chasing some kind of cheesy rock and roll stuff. I don't know.
Guys,
I didn't want to watch it. But.
One more time. Fingers in the ear.
Fingers in your ear, please. Yeah. Okay.
Mole, you don't have to do it. Dude, you had the wave. You're riding the wave. They're excited about the interview, and you came up and asked the dumbest question ever.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't stupid. What did
it was stupid.
Go to some of your better questions.
Ask him,
guys,
ask him if it's fun to play music.
How long have you guys been musicians?
If it's fun to play music.
Oh, it's super fun to play music, man. I mean, what do you, of course.
I mean, like, do you jam?
Play music.
Do you riff?
Was it?
Do you ever jam? Like,
do I?
Yeah.
I play some, I play harmonica.
You play an accordion.
An accordion.
Oh,
I'm a pretty good
tambourine
player because I'm pretty good with the beat. Go.
I'm a lead vocalist.
Yeah, the twos and fours.
Yeah, tambourine's awesome.
Yeah,
love the accordion. My grandma used to rip herself.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Back accordion. Yeah. Bring it back.
No wonder.
I'm a lead vocalist. Tribute to AC/DC
His
music.
Voice is amazing.
Oh, your voice is.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Phenomenal singer.
Big fan.
Appreciate it.
Do a little.
pretty awesome.
You know what? You know what? Since he just passed away, how about doing a little James Ingram?
I don't know any James Ingram.
Just what? Talk about what she does. Find 100 ways. Nothing.
I don't sing James Ingram stuff.
Wow. Oh. Just once.
All right.
You'd probably sound great doing it.
Just once.
It's an honor, you know, interviewing you folks.
Thank you.
Being the Dick Clark of the evening for you guys.
Wait a minute.
Doing interviews.
Who dubbed you the Dick Clark of the evening?
Clark.
Because I'm supposed to be in control of this interview. And
and he was the host of that game show Scattergories.
I'm not taking over anything.
You're trying to.
I'm trying to help you.
Well, thank you for the helping me.
Let me see some of the questions. I'll show you one that might be good.
Hot.
Now, you guys were born in Alaska, weren't you?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about Alaska?
Yeah, I asked about the Wasilla, you know, the dog sled traveling from Wasilla. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Wasilla?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Wasilla, dog sledding all your furniture, your musical equipment, you know, from Wasilla to Portland, Oregon.
What the?
I think you guys might need to straighten out that one.
Not dog sledding?
Nah, we took a plane.
Oh, you took a plane?
I mean, we've gone back. We've driven it, too.
Okay, you've driven it.
Yeah. I have a question about Alaska. Yeah. You guys, I've heard, were big snowboarders.
Yeah.
Like my friend Scaremaster. As backcountry snowboarders in Alaska, how real was the threat of avalanche? And what kind of wildlife did you guys
see?
And was there ever any danger of tree wells?
Yeah,
with that much coverage.
Most of the time, we'd always ride up at Hatcher Pass. It was kind of right behind our house, and
that's awesome.
It was a great place. It was mostly above the tree line, so we didn't have to worry about trees. But avalanches were gnarly.
Did you guys take any precautions for avalanches? Did you snowboard with shovels and stuff, or any kind of beacons?
Sort of. We'd bring shovels to, you know, build jumps and stuff like that.
Like that.
My buddy Scaremaster is an expert snowboarder.
You ride?
Well, I ride, but I'm the old friend of the creator of snowboards.
Whoa.
Tom Sims.
That's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I was going to skateboard for the Sims Skateboard Company.
Yeah, that's a lie.
What happened?
Why did I almost lose my life?
Why did you lie?
Why? I know this one. You're walking down Palm Springs Boulevard.
Jaguar.
Shorts in your
jerky
belly teeth.
I was in Upland after getting my retainer in 79 on December 6th.
A mouth retainer?
Yeah,
or
a mouth retainer.
Or was this cash that they were holding on to for you?
Kath.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got it.
I'm not going through the whole ordeal, okay? I was just in a death auto accident.
And then
back in 79, and I'm proud.
Okay,
proud,
how are you
going to
explain this? Are you going to tell the truth this time?
About what?
About this phony accident that you had.
There's nothing phony about what happened to me. Anyway.
Were you texting?
There was no texting back in 1979.
When you almost died, did you turn to the camera and go, "Show's over"?
I was sleeping for 3 weeks, jerky.
While you were driving?
That's why you got in the accident.
Yeah, you would think they'd have to be awake while driving.
Oh, right there, dude. That.
No, I was in a coma from the accident.
Baby in a coma, I know. It's serious.
Okay, I'm seeing this interview going way down.
Yeah, it's going in a
Could I read
very,
something?
It's going in a very negative
Not because of me.
Yeah, it is.
I think I brought nothing but good
questions. You guys got very lucky by having Warner Music represent you.
It's
Atlantic here. But
it's Atlantic?
Yeah.
Okay, Warner Atlantic or Atlantic Music, but Warner did your videos.
You can say both. Mm-hmm. That kind of works too, yeah.
Warner
Worldwide
/ Atlantic
Records.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but my God, you did no research at all.
I did as much research as my cell phone could give me. Okay, I don't have a freaking computer.
Have you ever gone to the library and used one of theirs?
No.
Well, you should have. Hey, would you guys mind if I read a letter?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Let Don Barris read the letter.
Okay.
Can I see a question, Skimmer? So I can help you.
Yeah. Maybe you could pick out a couple good ones for you after I read this letter. It's an
idea. Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Big Three, as much as I wanted to distance myself from the adult boy, I find that even after all these years, he never fails to take the stupidity level to a point where most people have never reached. This letter could be 60 pages long if I went through everything Javaho Jones has done since the last time I wrote. Getting scammed by the same computer hack for the 12th time in the same year is a feat that has set the bar at an almost unreachable height.
I want to know who the fuck this is.
Perry constantly disrespects Don. And Don is the guy who is responsible for everything that's happened good in this dude that leaks brain fluids life. He has called the police numerous times to report that Don has murdered somebody. Yes, he has. And he is...
That was a mistake.
And Don is also responsible for raping his publicist. I was responsible for that.
For JQA's ordeal?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're going to... Wait a minute.
I'm not going to blame you for everything.
But you blame me for everything. You said that it was my fault.
Who was
the guy that went over to England and rescued him? Mole, Mary Jane, and I.
And I'm very thankful that you did that.
I'll continue on. We could go on and on. But today I'm going to focus on three things. Goomba Boy took a job delivering pizzas for Dough Girls Pizza.
Which only lasted one day.
Yeah, Dough Girls?
He needed the money.
Did you have to dress up like a lady to get the job?
The name of the company is Dough Girls.
All right, so how
did you... Pizza Dough, and the owner is a female.
Okay, all right, it's like cats in comedy. Cats quite bad. But what about how did you get a job if you're not a girl? Unless...
Again, the owner is a lady.
He needs the money, and he had the idea that if he could deliver pizza and witness his Javaho bullshit to people at the same time, he was fired after 24 hours.
Let me tell you something. This is none of your fucking business.
I'm just reading what it says here. If you look at some of the times...
This is a UA Craig...
May I finish what I'm saying, or do you want to interrupt
me? Read it.
If you look at some of the timestamps of Yelp reviews from his 24-hour employment... Many of the reviews talk about a greasy, fat Italian slob being rude. One reviewer claimed that the delivery man asked to use his bathroom and took a nasty dump that stunk up the entire house.
Yeah, I had to use the toilet. So fucking what?
Now you guys have questions. Maybe you can pick out your favorite questions from that list. Another Yelp reviewer stated that when the delivery boy found out about the recent passing of their grandfather, he asked if they would like to live forever and see Grandpa again.
Yeah.
This sounds a lot like our boy Perry.
If you listen to the word from Jehovah God, you will live forever and you will see resurrected your dead relatives.
Perry has desperately tried to get in touch with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Writing him privately on Instagram and other social medias. You did that?
I've been contacting.
What do you
Kevin
like
Hart.
The most about Kevin Hart?
He's an amazing comedian.
What else?
He's also a great actor. He's a good person, and he's trying to keep his son from becoming gay.
That's what you like about him.
Yes. He's a man trying to teach his son to stay away from the immorality.
The reason he tries to get in touch with him is because Perry supports his homophobic material, which got Mr. Hart fired from hosting the Academy Awards. And now he wants to work with him.
So what?
Perry sees a partnership that would be wonderful because he feels they both share the same disdain for the homosexual community.
Yeah.
What year is it?
It's 2019.
And you still have those stupid opinions?
The Bible.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 14.
I can go on and on about.
Look, this is supposed to be my show, my interview.
Okay. You know what? That sounds good. But as I read on here, Perry has chastised his Javaho publicist about celebrating birthdays in the past. This seems a little hypocritical since he celebrated both his birthday and Thanksgiving this past year.
I don't celebrate birthdays.
You had a birthday and Thanksgiving this past year. For his birthday, he drove to the Rainbow Bar and Grill to meet a porn star that he claims he spoke to on Instagram. She had promised him birthday sex, Well, Mr. Dick Don't Work immediately broke his Navajo rule of not having immoral sex, as well as the sacred rule of not celebrating birthdays. Later, he was stood up.
No comment.
Well, time for me to go. This is your friend, fan, and former worker, Huey Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. P.S. Oh, nothing has changed because Perry has never denied being gay, though.
Show's over.
What did you get for your birthday?
I don't have a birthday party. I don't celebrate holidays.
Why don't we do a birthday pool
You're not allowed at my house.
What if Portugal the Man wants to come over and swim in the pool?
They're not. I don't want anybody to come over and swim in
my pool. I mean, we grew up in Alaska. We didn't have pools. Growing up,
yeah,
they
don't get
amazing
pools like Southern California pools. Where do you guys see?
You're not
pool
coming
bars
over to swim in my pool.
Swimming pool.
Nobody.
These guys swim in your pool.
Well, you
know, nobody.
Right, John's sick, but otherwise.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I can still swim.
He's sick. I don't want anybody.
Why make him feel better?
You know it.
And,
right?
And you guys are so forceful.
Take a hot shower.
You guys are so forceful on trying to get into my freaking apartment.
Pool.
Forget it.
I
mean, you're not.
Could we have a party?
You're not allowed.
I never said
there's a pool party.
You just did.
Yeah, you just
did. Oh,
you
fucking liars.
Okay. Hey, guys.
There is no one is allowed
Perry,
at my
Perry,
house
they're motioning
for
towards
a pool
me
party.
They're motioning towards me that there's a phone call coming through.
Oh.
Can you send that through for me, please?
Are you serious?
Hello, did I win? Am I the 69th caller? Win with a sticker and stick with the winner and what? I can't do prank telecalls. Guess whom?
Mr. Adams. Well,
this is not a fucking podcast.
Hey,
this
Mr.
is not a fucking podcast. It's the Scary Barry Show.
Listen, please. May I please, por favor, say a grande hola to your Portuguese friends in studio. I've myself thrown up many liters of port in Lisbon. Did you know half the world's cork comes from Portugal? And I do love a lot of cork, am I right?
No, Mr. Adams. They are not from Portugal. They're all American.
Yeah, the Portugal, the band.
Yeah, we're a band, yeah.
They're a rock band.
Oh, I see. Oh, you rock and roll kids with your confounding nicknames. I do love the man part. Titter, titter. Listen, I just called to finally say we get to hear Perry shine at last.
Thank you.
With real musician types. Perry, you are absolutely high heels on testicles crushing this interview.
Thank you.
Don't you agree, band members?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
I also think he's doing great.
Oh, my. Is that my Tommy?
Yep. Yeah, Tom's in the background.
I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl. Pardon me. Down, little John. Down. I'm getting randy down.
Don't you dare.
Let me focus, please. I want to focus on Petty.
Don't you dare.
I have long said this is your strength.
Let him talk.
Captivating today's talent with your raw charisma. And may I say, listen, we have had many difficulties over time, but I have never stopped believing in you. Yes. Tom, what are you wearing?
Don't worry about what he's wearing.
Never mind.
Yes. Well, whatever you're wearing, I wish you weren't.
God, you're a flaming
Mr.
bag.
Adams, we need the show to keep going on, okay?
All apologies. All apologies. Perry, back to the interview. Just for a moment, back to the interview. Perry, may I ask you one question, please? One question.
What?
In two words, please describe what you love best about Portugal the Man's sound. Is it John's lilting falsetto, or Zach and Jason driving a catchy bass and drumline, or Eric's incredible guitar work, or Kyle's synthesizer expertise, or is it none of that? Is it their fearlessness to shelve years of material and try new things, which would ultimately lead to their biggest commercial success? Or am I just coming out of left field? And I do mean coming. Petty, you go. Two words.
Two words? They're extremely hot. They're an extremely hot new...
Two words, yes.
Yeah, extreme, thank extremely, you, and hot, meaning they're a great band.
You know what? Forget that. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm not going to insert myself into your otherwise perfect interview. Let the master do what the master does. If it's all right, I just want to ask the band one more question. Just one more question, please. About music.
Can you ask another question?
Ask the band. Go right ahead.
Band, is there any truth to the rumor that the fellas are working on a new project of old songs?
Yeah, it's kind of a top secret project.
Well,
yeah.
But the reason I ask, if that is the case, then perhaps I could interest you in a song.
Oh, a song. Do a song.
You'll like this guy.
Do a song.
How does that sound?
Do an old song.
All right. Let me just give it a go. A really old song. Yes. me. I think we know this one. My eyes have seen the glory holes and the coming of the dudes. I have seen so many filthy things, my eyes should have me sued.
Hey, gay boy! But there's one stop right now!
That I long to again see nude, tied up and filled with drugs. Glory,
stop it right now! Tommy.
I want to feed him my salami. I'll drown him with a creamy tsunami. My juice will come splodging.
You'll never see Tom Brennan again, you faggot!
Because he doesn't get young love.
I'm ending this show right the fuck now.
With a greased up baseball glove. But if I'm being perfectly honest, there's one more I'm thinking of. It's the king of Friday night.
It's you, Scare Master.
It's you.
Petty, petty, hallelujah. I'd like to cram my manhood through.
Fuck off!
I'm jealous of that lucky guy who blew ya. His name escapes me now.
Oh, what was one of my rules?
The Nicholas Brothers.
No immorality talk of any sort.
Bandaged
Thank
heads.
You. Show Jump is over. Good night.
Before you go, can I just say one thing you should listen to? Remember, you need skateboard signs. You want to get paid.
Once again. Glory, glory, Tom and Petty. Let's play.
I gotta listen to this Boston disgusting
secretary.
Faggot.
We'll tell everyone it was involuntary.
I said no more homosexual talk, you faggot. Get out! Shut up!
Splodging on your faces. Yes, dude juice. All right. Thoughts.
Wow, that was. Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Kind of reminds me of Guar and stuff.
Look, every song you sing, all your gay, immoral, homosexual songs suck. Every fucking one of them. They suck.
Yeah,
not
really.
Not what we're looking for.
Like, yeah. We can't put that up.
Well,
sorry.
Well, fiddlesticks. Oh, la-di-da, you won't be the last musicians who turned me down tonight. May I ask one more question?
What?
Petty, what sorts of birds live in Portugal? Anyone.
I know. Portuguese!
Spot on, Walter. Tom, I look forward to drugging you unconscious very soon.
That was good. I can't believe I've never heard that.
Mr. Adams, bye. Well, that was nice to have him call. He added to the whole show,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, he
bit.
Did add to the show.
What'd you think of the song, honestly?
It's, I mean, it's good.
Yeah,
it's,
not exactly. We couldn't really do anything. Well, he doesn't really have, you know, the voice. He's got a great voice, but, you know.
What are you looking for? Kind of a rock and roll type thing?
Yeah. And we're looking for Perry, like what Perry's got. That yell, the scream.
They're trying to.
Thank you.
Kind of like, yeah. It's nice when it
you
rocks.
You want me to sing for
good old
classics
and rocks.
Classics
and rocks.
I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, I sing for the band.
Yeah,
you sing for the band, but would you like me?
I mean, he's sick right now.
Can I just ask you guys something? Could you guys put your fingers in here one last time? Everybody, fingers in your.
Yeah, that's what I just asked.
What? That you could sing
if,
for them?
If I could sing a new song for them.
They're doing an album of old songs. Didn't
right.
you hear what Quincy said? And they said, yeah, they're doing an album of old songs.
Guys.
Okay. Since you're doing a new,
old.
A renew out, let me read.
Don't be nervous, Scare Master. Shake it out. Go like this. Rubber baby buggy bumper. Rubber baby buggy bumper. Go boo boo.
Everyone say that. Try to say
Since
it.
Say it.
I can't say what
say
you
it.
Try
say
to say it.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy. Blah, blah, blah. Rubber baby buggy.
Come on.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Okay, now say which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches?
Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches?
There you go.
Wow.
Now, you're doing a new album of. Your old albums.
Well, old classics.
Old classics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, old if I learned a song or two, could I be be a guest singer for
I suppose. For your new album? Yeah. Give it a whirl.
I mean, I am sick.
John's sick.
I'm sick.
So you do love your voice. We're a big fan of you. You're doing great, by the way.
You need
it, honestly, and it is.
Yeah, I mean, we need
it's
to
last
it
day in the damn studio. You know, we got to pack up.
But they leave tomorrow for the gigantic world tour.
So,
where do you go first?
So we do. Oh, we get to go home for like 2 days just to grab more bags to get winter weather because we're heading straight to Scandinavia. But we've been in L.A. You know, all swimming pools and stuff, and so we're gonna go home and get some warm clothes. In Portland, and starting out in Norway, I do believe. I got to check. I'm not too
Do you mind if I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
John isn't feeling well. You're in the studio. You're going to be leaving in a couple days. Mm-hmm. Do you have a song Definitely. That needs lead vocals on?
I mean, yeah. It's a short one. We did some stuff today that was pretty badass.
Fuck yeah, we did.
I don't know if we should be saying this on the air and stuff. I know, but I mean, you can edit this stuff out, right?
We won't, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we do have.
I'd have to read the music while you're doing the song.
Oh, it's very, very short. It's one, like, we're doing Timeless Oldies. We did, you know, it's cool to say,
it's like
right?
Johnny Cash to standards. We're doing these old songs. Everybody knows.
But things are just like.
Whose idea was that?
I think that was our drummer, actually.
Well, you know,
Jason, you thought of this?
We raw dogged it. We love sports, some of them. Not really the Super Bowl, but
we like baseball a lot.
We love baseball.
The pretty boy isn't the guy that thinks of all the ideas, and that might be one of the best ideas I've ever seen right there.
Every once in a while, you got to shake it up. You know, I hate a white piece of paper. I hate the blank canvas sometimes. Sometimes you just got to kind of.
Fucking awesome.
Do something that means something to you.
Do a cover.
Yeah. What'd we do today, Jason?
I just came up with an idea. The three of us could come over to your studio right now.
Fucking eh.
Yeah. I mean, we got, to be fair, our engineers have packed it in for that, but we got like a studio at our house.
Where's the studio at, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm not going to say on the air, stupid. But it's not far. It's not far from here.
Not far.
Are you guys doing it? Do you want to come?
You're saying we go from here. And we go to your guys' place, and Scaremaster sings instead of John on one of your songs. Whoa.
Why do you have any things we could do? Like maybe a tambourine? Because I can play tambourine.
We got something. We got gang vocals. We can do hand claps. You're in.
That'd be cool.
Let's all just give it a whirl.
I'll walk up the street and get my car and then head
over. I'll tell you the address as soon as we're not on the microphones
that's a great thought.
But yeah.
Great thinking.
Yeah.
You would have thought somebody like Jason would have come up with that, but that's really good.
Know, right? This is life-changing.
Sure.
No, this could be rad.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
right,
you know
yeah.
what? Yeah. Normally we would go another 45 minutes, but do you want to just get out of here right now and go to the studio, get in there?
It's good. Yeah. The night's young.
Yeah, that'd be
you feel like rocking tonight?
You got to feel a few takes.
It's
in,
a,
yeah,
it's a, let's see a little quick one. It'll be easy.
Something.
But sing like guys. Sing Twinkle Twinkle.
But sing it rock style.
Twinkle.
No, stop.
Try row, row, row your boat. Do row, row, row your boat, but like, oh, your boat.
Your boat.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty classic.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, how about, oh, Susanna?
Susanna.
Don't you cry for me. I come from California with the banjo on my knee.
Well, it rained down the alley. The weather, it was dry.
Sing it, Perry.
Oh, Susanna. And then we'll find Susanna somewhere.
We should try to put everybody's social media up there. Do you guys have social media?
We do.
I'm on Instagram, Scary Perry.
How about getting your guests first?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Forgive me.
Yeah, we're
this can happen. I mean, it's not that late.
Should I go this way, that way, or that way, or this way?
We'll just all be one.
We just say it at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's yours?
Oh.
You first.
We'll just all be Portugal the Man, yeah? Yeah, at Portugal the Man.
On Portugal the Man?
Not at.
Portugal the Man. On social media. Yeah.
Get lost.
Yes, at.
At.
At, well, excuse me.
I mean the sign.
The at sign.
At.
Yeah, the at sign.
Yeah.
Portugal the Man.
You know what's up. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on Instagram or on any.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram
as well as social media platforms, probably.
Because I googled your names, and that's how I found out the info that I got.
Well, you didn't get much good info.
I didn't get a lot of info. I just got. Didn't.
I thought you got some good stuff.
I did.
No, I mean, that was cool. That was cool. Man.
Hey, let's vote. How many people think Perry did a good job at the interview?
They did an amazing job.
Raise your hand if you think he did a good job.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Right, unanimous. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was wrong. You did do a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey.
I personally don't think I did a very good job because of not having enough information about the band.
It's funny.
You had that whole thing about the dogs.
Good job either.
You know, you did that Javajo thing asking about the dog sleds, finding out how they got out of
it. It wasn't a Jehovah's Witness thing about the dogs. It was it was just a cute little sarcastic remark. You know, because your dog sledding from Wasilla in the snow to Portland, Oregon. Because
his religion, they like pray to dogs.
We don't pray to dogs. You're a demon.
Jesus had a dog.
You're a demon.
That's
all there is. I call you the devil.
Before we go, I would like to say something because I'm excited about rocking and rolling with a huge band. This is going to be a great night.
This is going to be amazing.
But before we go, there was a show here one time where somebody lied and said that I had died.
We don't need to get into something that happened in the past.
It was
a long time ago.
But it helps with his story because at that show, somebody, and I'm not going to mention who, came up and kissed me in front of everybody, and it was
the show's over. You just ended it. Thank you.
You're not going.
I'm talking about you.
You brought
Scare
up.
Master, he's not
brought
talking
up something
about
I want no talk about.
I don't want anything talking.
And I'm done.
Wait a
I'm
second.
Done.
What about
show's
when
over.
You said that I was dead? What about
the
when you said I murdered
over.
Somebody?
Thank you very
what
much.
What about when you kissed me?
I didn't kiss you, you flaming faggot. You kissed me. You
wrong.
Fucking bear hugged me.
Wrong.
And you picked me up off the
wrong.
Fucking ground.
Wrong.
And you kissed me.
Right, let's get out of here.
Out of here.
Sign off the show, Scare Master.
Yeah,
let's Scare Master.
You don't need shit.
Hey, Perry, God. Perry, oh, you don't get any of the money then. That's as simple as that.
Come on, sign off the show.
Okay, and we have to do this. Okay. All right, wow. Yeah. Okay, and we have to do a quick promo.
Until the next time, this scary
the show is over.
Perry, sit down. Sit down. Everything's fine. We'll just sit down and we'll take this very smooth. And I just want to say that I'm sorry
really
to the band.
There for a second. Scare Master, you should do a final ID, though, and do like, until next time, this has been Scary Perry's P Show.
Just say it.
Until next time, this is Scary Perry's P Show.
Okay.
Good night.
Let's do a promo for this.
Okay.
Can we get over here?
Scoot your chair closer to Don's, and if you guys can scoot your chairs around. Careful of that tripod on you.
I can just stand up back there, right? Maybe give it a little.
Yeah, that'd be good. Are you contagious, John?
Yeah, I'm pretty sick.
I'm gonna kind of get. I'm gonna get away from him a little bit.
Let's get the stars by the stars and make sure everything looks good.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Get the lead guys. For the picture. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but do you have the video camera? Let's.
Yes, I'm doing.
Okay.
I'll just be right up here at the top.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. You ready, Mary Jane? Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, how would they get in touch with you, Mary Jane?
Well, more importantly, on Facebook, please find the fan clubs Ding Dong Show, Simply Dawn, and Big Three. And then every single Monday night at 10 p.m., the world-famous comedy store, The Ding Dong Show. If you're not here in person, please tune into YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show at 10:30 p.m. for live streaming. And for me, on Instagram, A with the Circle, T-H-E SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you. Oh, for Twitter, after the A with the circle, please remove the THE. And you, Don?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank the guys from Portugal the Man coming down. John, Zach, and Jason, you were not only funny, it was just wonderful having you here. And thanks for helping us out by doing our podcast. Now, if you wanted to get in touch with me, reach me at SimplyDon1 on my Twitter. My Facebook, which I still deal with on a daily basis, is at Don Barris. My Instagram and my Barriscope is at SimplyDon1. It's been a long, fun show, but I can...
I didn't get to say something. I want to say thank you, Don. It was so exciting to get to do a show today with the Big Three and my favorite band, Portugal the Man. So I wanted to give you a big thank you, Don.
Well, thank you, Mary Jane. Now, I'm looking around. Oh, that's right. We never did replace the clock on the wall.
Yep.
Well, I know it's time to say goodbye.
Smacking, wisecracking, low life, friggin' frackin', rain lacking, pimp in town.